Perek Yud Beit, Halakha Yud Chet, 18th paragraph. And we said that one should answer the Amnein right away after the blessing. That was Halakha Yud Zayin. A person shouldn't allow a pause between the blessing and his response of Amen. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chayim, and from here is a serious warning to those who are Shalich Tzibur, they're leading the congregation, they're the congregation's messenger, that at the conclusion of the blessing they say an extra long tune, and they cause the congregation to err baniyat amen chatufa, to answer the Amen too early, Leila Marim Lanot Lifnei Siyum, to those who answer the Amen before their conclusion, or Baniyat Amen Yetoma, Leila Macharim Iglan Anigun, or an Amen Yisoma, an Amen that's too far away from the blessing for those who wait for the tune to end, or Shein Amonin Klal Mitoch Yotam Nigrim Achal Anigun, or people don't answer altogether because they're with the tune. And we gave an example of that, the end of the Shmoneh Esrei before Hallel. So people either answer the Amen within the Shalom, Amen, before he says Shalom, or they say with the Chazan, or whatever it is, they usually don't answer on time. And this is found most during the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The correct thing is to be quicker at the end of the blessing, to the point of cutting the tune altogether. The shalich tzibur should not begin a blessing before the congregation concludes their amen. This is something people sometimes err on. As shalich tzibur, when they're rushing, they quickly go from blessing to blessing, then the congregation can't answer amen. And if the shalich tzibur is praying really quickly, and before the congregation had a chance to answer Amen, he already began the next bracha, lo yanu atzibur Amen, the congregation can no longer answer Amen to that blessing, and that shaliach tzibur will have to carry the weight of his own sin.